time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. As always, thanks for joining us this morning. We're going to jump right into the show. We've got Scott Brown of your SportsEdge.com with us on the phone this morning. And Scott, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Todd. Hope you're staying warm.
It's a little chilly this morning, but we're getting by, and it's warming up, and I actually think we're supposed to get above freezing at some point today, right?
That's what they say for a few hours this afternoon anyway. Normally, it gets cold for a couple of days, and you pop back up into the 50s, but this is some extended cold weather, something we haven't seen probably 1994 is the last time we had an average temperature in January below 30 degrees. Of course, that was the year right after the big, big ice storm. I'm not talking 2009, but they had an ice storm that hit right after Christmas and caused the interstates to be shut down. And there was snow on the ground. I remember in Cadiz down at their park, they have a little bay, not a pond, but more like a bay that comes in off the river that's frozen over for like a week. And I remember me and some guys went out and played hockey. We had some street hockey stuff. We went out and played hockey because we were idiots, but we went out and played hockey on it. And because the weather stayed below freezing for just about the whole month. That's the last time the average temperature wasn't above freezing in January. We may hit that this month.
It feels like we've already had more winter this year than we had all last year.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'll take sand and sun over snow and wind any day. And I'm ready to get back out and sweat and cover some events instead of bundling up and whatever. But it is amazing though that at this point in the year, Todd, we've missed more athletic events for sickness than we have weather.
Right. Yeah, a lot of that going around, especially, it seemed like around the holidays.
Yeah. So, now, of course, with the snow forecast they've got, it's going to pretty much put a hamper on anything this weekend. And if the temperature doesn't get above freezing, that snow's going to be on the ground for a while. So, hopefully it's, there's not a big disruption with the athletics, especially for the all-A people and the Class 2A people that have got tournaments coming up.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in just a little bit, but I like to look at it like we're one day closer to spring. And, you know, college baseball teams are going to be out there before long. High school baseball teams and softball teams are already working on their games. So, you know, this weather will warm up at some point, and we'll be outside watching spring sports.
Every day gets longer. I think yesterday was a minute longer than the previous day. Today will be about a minute and 5 seconds longer than yesterday, and the days continually get longer. And that is a good sign that warm weather is coming up.
We're talking with Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com this morning. We'll talk about the second region All-A Classic basketball tournaments. When we come back, stay with us as we continue on the Sideline Report at 1580
WPKY. Hi, this is Jim Lancaster with H&R AgriPower. Keep your machines running strong and exclusive savings on genuine Case IH planter parts and service, maintenance solutions, select reman parts, and more. Get a 5% statement credit when you spend $1,000 or more on genuine Case IH lubricants using your Productivity Plus account. And take 15% off OEM and Fleet Guard filters that keep you in the field longer. Visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today to save on genuine Case IH parts and service.
stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
Overspending on everyday items?
Is that a trick question?
Every dollar counts at our house.
Hello?
The Big Deal Store is your go-to for incredible savings.
Sounds like a lovely spot.
We believe in supporting local and helping you save big.
So nice.
Everything you need from your favorite local vendors at unbeatable prices.
Oh, yeah.
The Java Table, Joshua Tree Boutique, our Daily Bread in Eddyville, Bella Marie Boutique.
Shop smart and support your local businesses at the Big Deal Store.
I'm happy to.
Start saving now.
I save big every time.
The Big Deal Store at WPKYOnline.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us this morning. We've got Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com with us today. And, Scott, we were talking a little bit there about the second region All-A Classic. We've got to the semifinals. It took a few extra days to get there, but we've got some interesting matchups for both the boys and the girls coming up tonight.
Yeah, the semifinals, Caldwell County, we'll start the girls, Caldwell County and Lyon County. Lyon County probably playing the best basketball of anybody in the region right now. I think they're now at 12 straight wins. They're impressive, and they play hard. I think that's the thing that really stands out about this team is they get the 50-50 balls. And, you know, they get to the basketball on rebounds as quick as any small team. They're not a big team at all. They beat Trigg County on Saturday. Trinity Taylor had 11 rebounds. 10 of them are offensive. If there's a loose ball, they're just to it and get to it. And they're a pretty good outside shooting team. We did an interview at YourSportsEdge.com with Courtney Collins, who leads the team in rebounding, of course, because her last name is Collins. They all do, but she's the team leader in three-point shooting. She's shooting 40% from three-point range. They can all step out and hit that outside shot. So Caldwell County, that's the 6 o'clock matchup tonight at Crittenden County. Caldwell County looked good last night. That's a team that is getting better and better and better every game. Last night they did a very good job of their inside-outside game. You know, Kadaria Thompson leads the Lady Tigers in rebounding. She had 4 assists last night simply from when the defense collapsed on her in the paint. She fanned the ball back out, would find Briley Butts or would find Tink Clark or would find somebody who knocked down a shot. And so they're also getting good production from their bench as well. Players like McCoy and Williams and Gobin come in, and that's going to be an interesting matchup in that 6 o'clock semifinal.
Yeah, it looked like this season going into the year that Caldwell County might be a little shorthanded on the girls' side, but they've actually had some additional kids come out this year, and if anything, Coach Thomas has some depth on that squad this year.
She does. And the thing is it's one thing to have depth. It's one thing to have depth that produces. And with her depth is starting to produce. They had several players in the scorebook last night in the win, and a lot of them saw some extended minutes because of the margin of the game. And that's something you want. You want that margin to be in your favor. You don't want to be getting your bench a lot of minutes because you're getting boat raced every game, but they're not. I mean, they're getting some quality minutes in, and that's going to help the Lady Tigers down the road, because if they continue to improve, continue to get some quality production off the bench, then there may be a surprise in store come district time, because like I said, they're starting to figure out their roles on offense and figure out what to do. And there were times last night it worked really well.
But when everybody first saw the draw, they had to thank Lyon County and Crittenden County in the finals.
I would think so. I mean, Crittenden County beat Livingston last night. They've got Heritage Christian, who got the bye in the semifinals. You know, Heritage Christian, you know, to their credit, they're fielding a team. You know, but the small private school, you know, University Heights, this is the second straight year they've not fielded a girls' basketball team. Heritage is doing the best they can, and the girls continue to come out to play. They lost their leading scorer to a transfer. She transferred to Clarksville over the summer, and they have decided that volleyball is going to be the sport that they hang their hat on, and probably their normal starting five would be their volleyball players, but they're playing volleyball year-round, and that's just the struggles of being, you know, the smallest. They are the smallest school in the second region in terms of enrollment, and so there's going to be some growing pains, and they knew that when they made the jump to the KHSAA after playing in the Kentucky Christian Athletic Association for years. They knew there would be sports where, you know, the growing pains wouldn't be as severe, such as volleyball. They won a region championship. You know, their baseball team was pretty good. Their boys basketball team was in the championship game of the All-A Classic a couple of years ago. So they've had some sports where, you know, the jump hasn't been as severe, but there's been other sports, and unfortunately girls basketball is one of those. So, yeah, Crittenden County should advance on to the championship, and then you get Crittenden County and Lyon County. They met in the All-A Championship last year. Crittenden County won that one. That did not sit well with Lyon County. Lyon County came back, got them in the district championship. So Lyon took care of business against them earlier this year with their press, and that's something that Crittenden County is going to have to be ready for if the teams get to the championship.
Well, you mentioned Heritage Christian's boys basketball team. They've got the leading scorer in the state right now.
Jason Leake's a good player, and Jason Leake could start for just about every team in the region right now. I think he could. That's a kid that is a hard worker, and he got in the gym in the off season. If you look at him now compared to last year or year before, he kind of went the Michael Jordan route to kind of add some muscle, because he knows when he goes into the paint, they're just going to wallop the crap out of him, you know, to keep him from getting to the basket. And so he's gotten stronger. He's added some moves, and he's legit. I mean, 51 points against Crittenden County, set a school record. And, you know, you may think, well, you know, it's Heritage Christian. What kind of records they have? But, you know, they had a kid named John Fraley, who was 6'9", 6'10", went to play at Austin Peay, who was their leading all-time scorer. And then Carlos Robles, who was their guard, he's playing in college right now. So, they've had a little bit of tradition there, but he's setting all the marks, whether it's driving the lane or pulling up and hitting threes. And, you know, he's an 85% free throw shooter. So, good kid, too. So, he's putting up some big numbers this year. There's several in the second region putting up big numbers. Tylen George from University Heights Academy, averaging 29 points a game. He had 33 against Heritage Christian in their All-A win the other night.
Yeah, we saw Jason Leake out here at the West Kentucky Hoops Classic, and we're going to talk a little Hoops Classic a little bit later on, but getting back to the second region All-A Classic for a moment, we've got girls semifinals at Crittenden County tonight, and we've also got boys semifinals at Dawson Springs tonight. Those games were originally planned for Friday night, but with the wintry weather that's coming in, they moved those up. So, Scott, we've got a doubleheader at two different locations tonight, so that's going to keep us hopping a little bit at your Sports Edge.
Right, and, you know, that given some of the changes, especially that we saw during the fall, that's not really a surprise. That's just, it's kind of part of it. You know, they've got to get the games in before the snow comes in. And of course, some places are going to have more snow than others. So they want to take that chance. But yeah, a couple of interesting semifinal games tonight. That first one, Lyon County and University Heights Academy, University Heights Academy dealing with some things, dealing with some injuries. Their point guard, Trey Bell, only played 10 minutes against Heritage. One of their top reserves off the bench didn't play at all. They've got two outstanding scorers in Tylan George and Elijah Walton. Heritage Christian hung with them the other night, had the lead after the first quarter, and University Heights wasn't able to pull away until early in the fourth quarter. But talent-wise, they can match up with just about anybody. Lyon County's Lyon County. You know, they bounced back big from their four-game losing streak, something that hadn't happened in Eddyville in about 5 years. And, you know, they got to figure out their roles. You know, that's a team that most of their roles were coming off the bench the last couple of years. Now they got to figure out who's going to be the man, who's going to be the closer. You know, when you've had Travis Perry, you know, for 6 years, you know who your closer was going to be. And every team has to have a closer. That who do you get the ball to in crunch time? Whose hands do you put the ball in when you know they're going to foul you and put you at the free throw line? They've had that with Travis Perry, and in some cases even with Jack Reddick. They don't have that now. So who's going to be the closer for that team? Once they figure that out, they'll be all right, and we'll continue to do well. That's an interesting semifinal game. And then the other one is interesting as well, Caldwell County and Dawson Springs, because you're playing on Dawson Springs home court, and that's a 10-point swing right there. I mean, Caldwell County's down 10-0 when they get off the bus tonight, and I don't mean that toward the officiating. That's just how much of a home court advantage Dawson Springs has. And so, you know, Caldwell will have to overcome that. They'll need to remember that they've got a 6'7" kid in the middle, which Dawson does not have. The 6'7" kid has to remember he's 6'7", and that he's not going against anybody from the other team that's 6'7". And if you get the Jadarius Wilson that we saw against Shades Valley at the West Kentucky Hoops Classic, then I think Caldwell County will be playing in the championship.
Should be an interesting matchup, and the two teams just played last Friday at the Cab, and Caldwell won that game 70-64. It seems like for two or three years running now, they've played some really close games, and it's been some really entertaining basketball, but Caldwell County's kind of had Dawson's number over that time, and like you say, Jadarius Wilson is a big part of that because the Panthers just can't match up with the big guy.
They can't, but I'm going to tell you what. I mean, it's the team is not just Jadarius Wilson. A lot of people who don't really follow Caldwell County, they got Wilson. But, you know, Colin Willington knocked down some, you know, good shots last night against Fort Campbell. He had 18 points. Also had five assists. Was able to find the open guy. Luke Parker was strong on the inside. Cade Rowland knocked down three three-pointers, in the second quarter. You know, Pax Akins is figuring out his role and is playing well. It was interesting last night. 2 minutes into the game, Chuck Mitchell did not like a call. Fort Campbell kid drove to the basket, slipped, and went down, and they called a foul on the kid nearest him from Caldwell. And Chuck didn't like that call at all and got teed up for it 2 minutes into the game. So Chuck had to coach for 30 minutes sitting down, which, if you know Chuck Mitchell, he didn't care for that. But it didn't affect him at all. And so he was able to bring kids in off the bench who played well. And, it's a case where, you know, Caldwell County's figuring themselves out. They know who can do what and who the shooters are and how to get them open. And there were times last night where they would drive in, there would be nothing there, and they would just bring it back out, reset, and get an open look and get a shot. And so, I think that's going to be a big key tonight, especially on the road at Dawson Springs, which maybe outside of the small cracker boxes like Heritage and UHA, maybe the strongest home court advantage in the region.
Well, and you've got the Rex and Gummy Show when you take on Dawson Springs. Rex Blue and Montgomery Johnston, I think those two combined for 52 points last night, and Livingston only scored 49, so the two of them beat the Cardinals by 3 points last night.
Yeah, they're a good team. I mean, and this is, you know, when you're a small school and you kind of circle the calendar of a graduating class and say, when these guys get to be seniors, watch out. This is what they've done at Dawson Springs this year. This is their year. This is the year they think that they can upset the apple cart and do some things. And, you know, and small schools are that way. You know, they, when you are not a consistent winner, and I'm not saying that they're just, when you're not a consistent winner and winning 20 games every year, you look at big graduating classes and you watch how they improve. And for Dawson Springs, you know, this is it. And other schools have that too. You know, they point to this is the year.
We're talking this morning with Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com. Again, both Kaawa County teams in action tonight. The Lady Tigers play at 6 o'clock against Lyon County. That game's at Crittenden County. The boys will play Dawson Springs over at Dawson Springs tonight at 7:30. We'll have the boys' game for you here on WPKY tonight with our broadcast beginning about 7 o'clock. We need to get to a timeout here on the Sideline Report. We'll come back and talk with Scott some more about basketball, maybe some other sports, so stay with us as we continue on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Joshua Tree Boutique, East Court Square in historic downtown Princeton. A boutique filled with ladies' clothing with an emphasis on color and unique style. Beautiful jewelry, too. Follow on Facebook.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need, knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Nominate your favorite business now at bestofwesternkentucky.com as we celebrate a decade of winners in the best of Western Kentucky.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. I appreciate you joining us this morning. We're talking with Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com. And Scott, I didn't want to jump in on the Charlie Daniels Band too quickly there on the bump back music, but you know, we got some basketball tonight, and you got to see both Kaawa County teams last night, so kind of give us a report on that.
You talk about that with the Charlie Daniels Band. There have been times where we would have popular music as our bump back music, and one of them was Hall & Oates, I Can't Go For That. And there would be times where I would catch myself listening to the bump back music and forget to start talking. And so the producer back at the studio would think, well, we've disconnected, and they'd fire a commercial because I was just listening to the bump music and wouldn't talk instead of coming back and talking. So
sometimes, yeah, we get Donny Iris.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. So, yeah, when Charlie Daniels fires up, I'm with you. I'm kind of sitting there going, hey, yeah, Willie Swamp. But, yeah, it's, you know, just one of those things. That's what being a music fan is all about.
Well, tell us about the Caldwell games last night. You got to check out the Tigers and Lady Tigers, and they were both favored going down to Fort Campbell, but sometimes going down there and getting a win is not as easy as it might seem.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I talk about big home court advantages, and Fort Campbell has one because it's the only school in which you got to stop off and show your license to get on post to go to the school. You drive past tanks and, you know, war equipment and get to the school, and, you know, their seats are all on one side. And this gym is a lot better than the old gym, I will say that. Caldwell County, they both did what they were supposed to do. They went down and took care of business against overmatched teams. And, you know, the thing about Fort Campbell is you never know what your team's going to be year to year because of, you know, of students moving in, families moving in and moving out. And, you know, we're in a time right now that when there's not a lot of deployment going on, the families are on the move. And when, you know, when the families are deployed, you know, sometimes the families choose to stay on post. Sometimes they choose to go back to, you know, to their home. And so you just never know what you're going to get. And for Fort Campbell's girls basketball, it's just been a struggle. But kudos to them. They show up. They are out on the floor. They're like Heritage Christian's girls. They show up. And, but to Caldwell County's credit, they came out, took care of business, 26-0 run for the Lady Tigers, took care of it early. They were able to convert some turnovers into some transition points. And like I said, you know, they passed the ball well. And people who don't normally rack up a lot of assists had some assists last night because of that. So, Melissa Thomas was able to go in and get done what she wanted to get done. And get ready for Lyon County tonight.
And for the boys, a big win for Caldwell at Fort Campbell. Dawson Springs had a big win over Livingston Central. And we've talked about the big clash between the Tigers and the Panthers tonight. But both of those teams had a chance last night, especially in the fourth quarter, to work a lot of people in. So even though they're having to play back-to-back nights and they were not originally scheduled to do so, I think both of those teams are going to be pretty fresh going into that contest.
I think so. You know, Caldwell County, Fort Campbell hit a shot, made it 20-14. Caldwell County scored the final 13 points of the half, went up 33-14, scored 6 more to begin the second half, and then just you know, kept hitting shots, hit 9 three-pointers, and, you know, Chuck Mitchell able to get some guys in off the bench. Jack Roach came in, gave them some good minutes. Cam Wilson gave him good minutes. Dalen Lander. I mean, they were bringing guys in, I don't think the starters saw the fourth quarter. So it was again, it was a TCOB. It was just taking care of business. They went in, they did what they had to do, got in, got out, got on the bus, came back home, and so. When you're playing back-to-back nights, that's what you want that first night to be. You want to take care of business, get on the bus, come home. And that's what they did. So it should be some entertaining basketball tonight at the Panther Pit.
Yeah, again, the semifinals for the boys tonight at Dawson Springs. Girls tonight at Crittenden County, so we're at different sites, but we're going to try to get it all in before the snow gets here. The championship games are set for Saturday. Scott, what's the odds that we actually get those played on Saturday?
Well, I don't know. The fact that I think the games at Crittenden County will probably be played. The problem with Crittenden County is that you don't have a main interstate, you know, that can get you there, which means you're going to have to take 641, which is better than it used to be, and it will be a high priority road as far as them clearing it. It's not, I don't think it's a matter of, whether Crittenden can have it, what the weather in Marion is. It's a matter of who's in it and, you know, how can they get there. I mean, if Lyon and Caldwell are playing for the championship, they'll play it because, you know, both teams are just going up. They're both taking the same road, 20 miles up the road to play. And as you go farther north, you're not supposed to get as much snow. Dawson Springs depends. You know, that if you're looking at Lyon Crittenden. Crittenden obviously will be home for the girls, and it's just a matter of Lyon can get there. The boys, if it's Lyon and Caldwell in the championship game, I don't know. It just depends. You just have to wait and see how much we get, because the thing is this, if you get a lot of snow, it's not going to melt by Monday, you know, and you can't get too far into next week's schedule in terms of getting that game played. And, you know, you may see the rare occasion of, you may get that rare Sunday afternoon basketball game where they want to play it in the daytime and not have people travel at night. So I don't know. I'm not going to go out on a limb and predict. I don't predict the weather. We should know more today, but just keep in mind, whatever snow falls, it's going to be on the ground for a while, because we're not supposed to get back above freezing until next week. So let's hope we just get them in. Let's hope that common sense prevails, and, you know, that, you know, if they do have to postpone them, that, you know, people just have to accept that and figure out what it is. But I think the girls have a better shot at getting played than the boys do.
Well, for whomever wins this year in the region and the All-A, a bit of a change this year. The state All-A Classic is going to be at the Owensboro Sports Center, and I understand there's a chance that maybe it will stay there for a while, depending on how things go this season with the state tournament.
Well, Owensboro and Bowling Green are a lot alike, and that they want is they understand sports tourism, and they want to try and get as many events there as possible. You know, Bowling Green, of course, had the state football finals for several years until Kentucky. Kentucky was able to wrestle it away, but they've kept the state golf tournament for years and years at the Bowling Green Country Club because they can get a sponsor for it. Leachman Buick GMC has been the longtime sponsor of that. And that's the one thing the KHSAA likes, is if you can get a sponsor for an event, yeah, we'll you know, you can have it. And so, you know, Bowling Green has been in on that. Owensboro, of course, they hosted the girls softball state championship for years out of Jack Fisher Park, but you know, they've hosted the Class 2A state championship since they began that a few years ago. And when they saw the chance to get the All-A, they jumped on it. So I had a chance to cover a game at the Sports Center last year for the first time. I'd been there to see basketball before years ago, but I'd never covered a game there. And so I covered a basketball game there last year. Neat old place, you know. It's a good venue, you know, a lot of good sight lines in the place, plenty of parking. The parking's good there. So, and as far as for us, it's not as far of a drive. You know, it's not an overnight trip unless you choose for it to be. But I like it. You know, the people in northern and eastern Kentucky are going to cry about it a little bit, but, you know, it is what it is. It was at Corbin last year, and it's kind of someone who covers a lot of sports in the state likened it to state wrestling. State wrestling's at All-Tech Arena in Lexington, which is where they show horses. And so they have to put mats down over the dirt floor because it's a horse ring. And because it's a horse ring, they don't have dressing rooms because the horses don't have clothes. So if you're a wrestler at the state wrestling tournament, you got to find anywhere you can to get dressed, whether it's a bathroom or down a hallway or whatever else. And that's been the consistent knock about having the state wrestling tournament at All-Tech Arena. Now, there is plenty of seating. There's plenty of parking. But as far as the actual venue itself, you know, you kind of have to get dressed on the fly and go from there. They said the Corbin Arena last year kind of had the same feeling to it. It's a multi-purpose arena, and, you know, It didn't have a good basketball feel to it. So they'll get a good basketball feel at the Sports Center, not to mention you're right down the road from Moonlight Barbecue. So it's win-win.
Yeah, and the Owensboro Sports Center has a lot of history, including hosting a KISS show back in the 1970s. So,
really?
Yes.
There you go. That's a new one on me.
Yeah, I think there's actually a display somewhere in the building that has a lot of the history of the Sports Center, and there's actually a, you know, a picture of KISS on it, and whatever year that was, 1977 or 78.
Yeah, Tom Rogers would be the one to know that. He's from the Owensboro area, and he probably was at that concert. But, they've hosted a few people there. It's a good old-time venue, but it's a good sports venue. You know, it was built old school. Of course, Ole's been at Richmond, which is another good town to host, but they've been doing some renovations at McBrayer Arena, trying to bring it up to where it wasn't. The times I went to McBrayer Arena, it was like we were playing basketball in an airplane hangar. You know, it's just a lot of open space. It was noisy because of the sound reverberated off the high roof, and it was a good place. Don't get me wrong, but you know, you look around and you think to yourself, there's a lot of wasted space in here. This is a big, big area, and I think they're trying to address that and get more seating in and things like that to make it more of a basketball atmosphere than, you know, just a bunch of seats in one place to go watch a game of basketball. But yeah, the All-A and the 2A both at Owensboro, and like I said, I expect. I know Owensboro's been trying to wrestle away the state golf tournament from Bowling Green for the last few years. I don't think that'll happen, especially after the way the Owensboro Country Club treated the people who came up for the state first round a couple of years ago and tried to make it a money grab. I don't think that'll happen. I think KHSAA likes its relationship with Bowling Green in terms of golf, but Owensboro is trying to go for some of the state events, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see a few more land there.
We're talking this morning with Scott Brown from YourSportsEdge.com. We need to get to another break here on the Sideline Report, but we'll have more after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Stallings Auto Sales has an excellent reputation for providing quality cars at great prices. Stop by 1944 West 7th Street, Hopkinsville today. Stallings Auto Sales, your trusted source for used cars.
You look amazing. What's your secret?
Oh, girl, I've been taking the shot, the semi-glutide weight loss shot.
Isn't that super expensive and hard to get?
No, girl. I get mine at Princeton Drugstore. My starting dose was less than $50 a week, and I lost 20 pounds my first month. And if you don't have a prescription, you can talk to their telehealth physician.
Wow, that sounds great. I totally need to give them a call.
Princeton Drugstore. Your journey to feeling and looking fabulous starts here. Contact them today.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
You only turn 130 once, and Fredonia Valley Bank is pulling out all the stops. This remarkable journey is a testament to the community and the cherished customers, so they are shouting out a huge thank you. And what better way to show gratitude than with monthly giveaways? Stay in the loop for your chance to grab some amazing prizes. Stay tuned with us. Follow Fredonia Valley Bank on Facebook and Instagram, or pop into either location for a visit. Here's to winning and celebrating together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Thank you.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. We're talking this morning with Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com, and we've talked a lot of basketball, but going to get into a little more basketball talk before we get off the show this morning. Scott, you, like I, got to see all 14 games of the West Kentucky Hoops Classic a couple of weeks ago. What was kind of your thoughts on the 2024 Hoops Classic?
I think in terms of the boys' teams, I thought Torrey Hammett probably brought in the best collection of teams that he has. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think he does an outstanding job of bringing in good teams from the South, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee. I thought the quality of play was outstanding. I thought the games were really good. And yeah, there were a couple of blowouts, but it is, you know, you're going to have that. I think he does a good job. I think he has hit on the key to being it an enjoyable process to watch and an enjoyable process. And that is, you find the best high school teams, you stay away from the prep schools, and you get the best high school teams and you bring them in. And if you put on a good event like that, then the phone's going to be ringing and you're going to have repeat customers. You know, the the one team that keeps coming back every year, you know, the last few years from Alabama is the prime example. You do a good job, teams want to come back to your event.
Yeah, Pinson Valley's been here several times.
Pinson Valley, yeah.
Yeah, they keep coming back. The Little Rock team, Little Rock Christian Academy this year, J.J. Andrews was as good as billed.
He was good. Man, he really was. It was interesting. You know, he was scheduled to go visit Arkansas after the Hoops Classic, and I'm curious to know how that's going to turn out. But, you know, these teams that challenge for their state championships in their respective states, you got to have good players. And I know there's some people who like the prep schools and they like coming in and watching a team that's got four guys that are being heavily recruited or whatever else. But then you watch the game and it's just bad basketball. I mean, there's no offense being run. It's clear out and try and go one-on-one. To me, the best time to watch a prep team play is during the warm-ups and watch the dunk show. And then once the game starts, this isn't good basketball. And they had a little bit of that a few years ago when a couple of the prep teams. There's a reason why the grind session is no longer at the Hoop Fest at Marshall County, and I'll leave it at that. You know, it's. I like the way Torrey puts that event together. I like the fact he includes the girls, and you get some regional girls play teams come in. You know, Mayfield had Leigh Mays, who just recently went over 1,000 points. Her father, Anthony, played at Trigg County, was an all-state guard. Sister Lex Mays played at Murray State. Of course, Caldwell County's playing. The team from Mississippi, they brought their girls team up, and they were a good girls team as well. I mean, so I like how he mixes that in, and I just thought it was 2 days of outstanding basketball.
Well, and maybe the game of the event was Caldwell County and Shades Valley.
Yeah, that's one of those, if you're Chuck Mitchell, you want to bottle that game up and say, hey, we need to play like this all the time, because that's probably the best I've seen Caldwell County play in the last couple of years. I mean, that was a good team, and that wasn't, you know, Shades Valley's a good team. And, you know, Caldwell County had a chance. That's all you could do is just have a chance to win. But, hey, the kid from Shades Valley, their stud, wanted the ball in his hand at the end, had it, hit a shot at the horn as a walk-off win. And, you know, both teams got out of that. You know, for Caldwell, it's like, hey, that's how we need to play. And Shades Valley is like, you know, we gave the guy to our stud, and he delivered. And that's all you can ask for out of both teams.
Yeah, I've mentioned several times Jeremy Chatman from Shades Valley. I'm not sure I've seen many kids get much higher on a jump shot because, like somebody said, when that kid goes up for a jumper, you can see the bottom of his shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, he had some hops, with, you know, no doubt. And they were, a good team.
Yeah, I can't wait for the Hoops Classic again next year. You know, I spend all year waiting for it, and then the 2 days happen, and bam, it's gone.
It is, you know, and fortunately able to get it in. That's the one thing you can never do is plan for the weather. A couple years ago, it was wiped out because of the weather. But, yeah, like I said, Torrey does a good job with that. And I think because he does a good job with that, the quality is going to continue to get better. Because, like I said, you're going to have teams that are going to hear about it. And word of mouth is going to come back. And they're going to say, hey, you know, this guy from Kentucky, you know, contacted me about coming up and playing. And when they call the Pinson Valleys and the, you know, the schools from Mississippi and the other one, oh, yeah, you need to go up there and do that. You know, it's a good event, whatever else. And, you know, I think it's, you know, like I said, he does a good job with it. And, you know, Caldwell County and Princeton kind of blessed to have that and get to see 2 days of good basketball right around the holidays.
We are talking this morning with Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com. We do need to get to one more break here on the show. We'll come back and have more with Scott right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is Cullen Pope, financial advisor with InvestFB. I'm excited to have Travis Perry with me here. What we do at InvestFB is not a lot different than coaching basketball. Any chance you could call me Coach Pope?
That might be a little awkward. Maybe we could try Mr. Pope?
Mr. is too formal. At InvestFB, we strive to know our customers on a more personal level.
Now that sounds familiar. Working together to build a winning team.
This is a paid testimonial. The provider has received or will receive compensation paid by the Farmers Bank and Trust Company. The individual providing this testimonial is a current client of InvestFB Wealth Management and does not have additional conflicts of interest. The testimonial may not be representative of the experience of other customers, and the testimonial is no guarantee of future performance or success.
Learn about your heart health with a simple scan. The Cardiology Clinic at Caldwell Medical Center features a highly trained team of heart health specialists and years of experience in cardiac health and wellness. Our specialists provide a wide range of cardiac-specific services, offering coronary artery calcium testing, stress test, echocardiograms, sleep studies, and more, all right here close to home. To schedule an appointment, visit CaldwellMedical.com.
Is there anything we can do for you? Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk in the door or call for assistance. We look forward to solving your problems and lending a hand. We carry most major appliances, including GE washers, GE dryers, and GE refrigerators. We also carry parts and offer service. Johnson's in Marion, Kentucky wants to be your appliance store and service center. Let Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion lend a hand. Stop in or shop online.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. We've got Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com on the show with us. And, Scott, appreciate you spending the 8 o'clock hour with us this morning. And, you know, I was just looking yesterday, and we're almost halfway through the high school basketball season. It's about 5 weeks away from the girls' regional wrestling tournament. The boys' regional is the following week. So we're kind of making our way through the winter sports. And like I said, the weather doesn't look like spring right now, but spring sports are just around the corner.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, I guess, I mean, we really don't have seasons anymore. Sports is so year round that it is the spring season, but, you know, you got people already getting ready for it. And used to, you'd have about a 2 to 3 week layover between basketball and baseball and softball. Now they overlap, you know, kind of like in the fall, you know, football goes right into basketball. And so before you know it, yeah, we'll be in region time for for wrestling, for swimming, and then you get into district and region basketball.
Yeah, we've had times in the past where we've covered a baseball or softball preseason game in the afternoon and then gone to the basketball regional tournament that night.
Yeah. Yeah, they just they let baseball and softball start sooner. They moved that up a few years ago. Used to, you started the week before spring break or so, and they wanted it moved back a little bit, but I don't know. I think if I was a baseball coach, I wouldn't take advantage of that. I would probably wait another week. But, you know, you do that, and the first week is the best weather. you know, that mid-March when you can start is the best weather, and then the weather gets worse toward the end of the month right before spring break, and you're thinking, man, we should have played that first week when the weather was good.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY Princeton. Appreciate you joining us this morning. We've got Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com with us. And, yes, Scott, we've got a busy night coming up at Your Sports Edge. I'll be at Girls Second Region All-A Classic action down at Crittenden County. I think Tom Rogers is at Boys Second Region All-A Classic at Dawson Springs. And are you checking out some wrestling action tonight?
Yep. I've got Trigg County Wrestling tonight. They're hosting Caldwell County. It's Trigg Senior Night. So after a couple of games the other night, couple last night, I get one wrestling match tonight, and then we'll spend the next couple of days just trying to get caught up. You know, that's the one thing that people, you know, don't understand. It takes a while to go through photos and a while to go through video and get it up. And when you're, you know, constantly on the run covering stuff, you sometimes get a little bit behind. And so the snow may be coming at a good time for me to just try and get some things caught up and put up on the site.
Well, they talk about the snow. I don't know if anybody truly knows how much snow we're going to get. You know, I keep hearing 3 to 5 inches. Sometimes you hear that, you don't get very much, and sometimes you get a whole lot more than that. So we just kind of roll with the punches, and I think we've learned the last 3 or 4 years anyway, starting back with COVID, that when it comes to the schedules, you just got to kind of roll with what happens.
You do. And, you know, you take advantage of any of the time that that you get. And this one will be a little bit different from last week. This will be opposite. Last week, there was more snow as you went north. This one, there's going to be more snow as you go south because the system's coming up from the south. So, you know, Trigg County may get a little more snow than Caldwell. Caldwell may get a little more snow than Crittenden. So, it's wait and see. Nobody knows. I made the comment yesterday. It seems like that, you know, Trigg County is, comes from the Native American translation of on the weather line, because it just seems like that, Trigg, Caldwell, Christian, we're always on the line. You know, we're either going to get snow or ice, or we're either going to get 2 inches of snow or a foot of snow. But, you know, the counties right along through here are always on that weather line.
Well, I kind of think maybe the river has something to do with that sometimes. Maybe that kind of steers stuff toward us. Scott, appreciate you coming on the show this morning and spending some time talking basketball with us.
It could well be, you know. Yeah. You know, we talk about that with weather cover. You know, it seems like that the severe weather kind of lets up when it gets to the lakes. And but I don't know.
Well, hopefully we don't get as much snow as they say, and we've got basketball action coming up Saturday with the All-A Classic Championships.
Yeah, it'd be nice to be able to get everything in on schedule. And I know the athletic directors would like that too, instead of kind of shuffling around. And you know, because the problem is, the farther you push it back, now you got to cancel other things. And so now it's going to affect schools other than the All-A schools. You know, like let's say a Trigg County who may, you know, have district games with Lyon County or Crittenden County scheduled, and, you know, they don't want to move those. So now you end up playing, you know, games on a Wednesday or games on a Saturday afternoon or something. So we'll see. Hopefully they can get it in, and hopefully everybody is safe with the weather coming up.
All right, Scott. Appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
All right, Todd. Thanks for having me.
That is Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com joining us this morning here on the Sideline Report. Again, we've got basketball action for you tonight here on WPKY. We will have the Caldwell County boys basketball game at Dawson Springs against the Panthers. It's the second game of the night over in Dawson Springs. Lyon County and UHA play the opener at 6. Caldwell and Dawson will play around 7:30. Our broadcast here on WPKY tonight begins around 7 o'clock. Lady Tigers also in action tonight in the second region All-A Classic semifinals. Caldwell's girls will play Lyon County. That game will be at Crittenden County, and that game starts at 6 o'clock. No radio coverage of that game tonight, but we'll have lots of information later at YourSportsEdge.com. Again, thanks a lot to Scott Brown of YourSportsEdge.com for coming on the show this morning. That's going to wrap us up for this edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.